I'm Packy Campbell, and I am from the southern part of the state. I'm from Farmington. I actually share a Senate district with Conway, and I'm glad to see our senator here today and all the reps here taking an interest in this rulemaking process, because I think there's an important thing for the commission to do here today. As a former rep, I share the frustration with how this was passed, but I want to stay on task here, that there is a reasonable way for you to write these rules that can effectively help a lot of the small businesses here. And I'm here today to say that I own several LLCs, and the way I understand the rules that have been propagated and the rules that you've written, I understand that if I owned an apartment building and I sold it and I recently took a $100,000 mortgage against it, that I wouldn't pay the interest and dividend tax on that $100,000 profit, and I understand the tax that you're going after. However, in my case, I'm going to ask you that when you write these rules, I can't pay that tax until I have a sale, until I have the profit. The money that I've had to spend in the last 3 years to stay alive, to feed my family, has been from my apartment buildings, from my real estate, and that I've taken debt financing on of $75,000 or $100,000 every year for the last 3 years, have not made income aggregately. And when I say aggregately, I want you to understand aggregately I haven't made income. On an entity basis, I have made some income. And oddly enough, this tax is, in rulemaking, fundamentally inequitable and fundamentally flawed if you don't change the rules. And what I mean is, I'm a self-employed real estate agent. So this year I'm on track to hopefully make about $89,000. So in RSA Realty, you're gonna allow me reasonable compensation. Let's assume it's $89,000. I'm not gonna pay the interest and dividend tax in RSA Realty. Wonderful, makes sense. Packy's Investment Properties, an LLC, that has not made money, but has equity in real estate that I own, that is the source of paying my home mortgage, putting food on my table, sending my kids to a modest private Catholic school, I'm gonna have to pay another 5% on that money to the state of New Hampshire in an entity that I haven't earned. With I understand it, a deduction of, I believe it's around $6,000 before I pay the tax, on an entity that didn't make money. If you look at the law, it says distributions that I couldn't otherwise pay. If I have an LLC that's not making money, I couldn't otherwise pay it, other than the debt financing. Let's talk credit cards. I have a construction company. In the height of it, you talk about driving businesses out of New Hampshire. I'm saying with rulemaking, you can drive me out of business. Not out of New Hampshire, out of business. I own a construction company. The construction company hasn't made money in 3 years. We build houses. The construction company also owns a significant amount of real estate. It had equipment that we sold for a profit. I've taken draws out of the construction company that, again, has no profit. It's unequitable because a corporation, unlike an LLC, they're different entities. They're set up for different reasons. They have different tax status. This isn't closing a loophole through rulemaking to say that we're going to make them the same. They're fundamentally different. In a corporation, I won't pay this interest and dividends tax because I could carry forward my losses. Yet on this, I'm going to pay a 5% tax in the year that I needed the money to survive, and then in future years when I earn money, I'm not going to be able to take that reasonable compensation. I appreciate your call.
Then the interest and dividends tax doesn't affect any distribution. The term debt finance distributions doesn't apply to that sort of operating financing.
I don't think so.
Well, that's
the way. Explain it to me again, because you did say something in the beginning that you said I could have.
There's a hierarchy of how the profits apply. You go first to the current year profits,
yep,
and then to accumulated profits.
Yep.
There aren't any. The you don't have a tax liability. What? It's only the extent of those profits.
I understand that, but my understanding with your debt financing and the way I read your rules, right. Can you? It doesn't say that.
No. Exactly, Maggie. One of the things with the Administrative Procedures Act, and this is my first time through it, so I'm kind of learning on the fly, and you know, and that's good and bad, but that's the reality. We had to get rules drafted, and we did that. Since November, we've gotten a lot of feedback. We've been revising the rules. We're hearing, you know, what you're talking about. And I think when the final rules are published, which I thought I'd be able to do next week after the conclusion of the public hearings, but they tell me now that it's 10 days after that so that we can have... So when the rules come out on the 19th, I think you're going to see that we have been listening and made some significant changes. I don't disagree with what you're saying, and we've heard this at a lot of different places, so...
So we'll check the box that you hear what I'm saying there.
Absolutely.
We're going to change the administrative rules now, and I think that's important because if you tie it to profit, that would be great. But if I want to be clear, if you define profit as I have an office building that has some equity, so I now have $300,000 more debt on my office building.
Right.
So just want to make sure that you don't take those distributions and define them as profit. And wait until the year that I sell the office building, if I sell it, and I make profit, then I'm happy to pay your interest and dividends tax less the reasonable compensation. And like corporations, a change to another part of the statute, another part of the rules, hopefully if I've owned the building for 10 years, you're going to give me 10 years worth of reasonable compensation, not the 1 year in which I sell it. That's the other fundamental problem. Under this tax, it would only be the 1 year when I recognize that I'd even get my reasonable compensation, and then under current rules, as I understood them, and I want to make sure that you're changing it this way, that under the current rules in RSA Realty, I wouldn't pay tax, and my other company, I would. But if you change the rules, make sure that just like corporations can carry forward losses, and that losses in the corporation could be salary for the corporate owner, okay, has to be the same way with this LLC tax. So if I sell my office building that my wife and I are going to work 20 years, 30 years, and then eventually we're going to retire on selling hopefully this paid for office building, you bet Skippy I want 30 years or 20 years worth of reasonable compensation against hopefully a $300,000 or $500,000 or my retirement, my $1 million that I'm going to make on that building.
And that the reasonable compensation issue is a statutory.
Understood.
And we're looking at the rules piece. They have to work together. They're not always, you know,
okay.
At the same time, but I do understand what you're saying, and regrettably, once you start the rulemaking process, the rules that you present are the ones you have to go through. It'd be nice going through this process to say, you know, here's what I've learned and these things and how we've made some revisions. But if we do hear you, I do
appreciate
your comments.
Okay, there's two other minor things, and if you change those, like you're going to change what I consider to be the major thing. We're making good progress, and I'll thank you again for these public hearings. I think you got to look at the minimum exception, and what I mean is, it relates to an administrative burden. I have 6-7 LLCs because they're liabilities. Federally, they're aggregate; they don't exist. I understand New Hampshire's using an entity tax theory, but the administrative burden on me—forget the tax. It'd be almost more expensive for the administrative burden because, again, under these current rules, you have a different sort of depreciation schedule, you have a different threshold. I'm going to have to calculate things as a home construction builder. I got to do so. Tell me you're fixing all that, and we're doing great here. Are you fixing all that too?
That is something that is statutory. I mean, the entity concept in New Hampshire's business profits tax isn't something we can affect through rules. That's a you know, structural change issue in the business profits tax that carries over.
I understand the difference is in the business profit tax. I have entities that are exempt from the business profit tax. Under the LLC tax, if you could line those two up, and this new LLC tax would have the same exemptions as the business profit tax, that would be a start, but not the whole thing. If I have a business and I'm not doing, you know, a huge volume of business, I have an apartment building that might do $40,000 a year in rental income, not really make money, I'm going to have to do this paperwork.
That's a statutory issue. It's not something we can affect in rules. Even the business profits tax, those filing requirements are statutory.
I understand that, but the exemptions for the filing requirements
are statutory
as well. I think
the
that in...
under IMD are statutory as well.
So what you're telling me is, and I guess I would say to the good representatives, if you have bills in there, there has to be a minimum exemption in those bills if this thing is going to pass. Certainly, yes, I'd like you to kill it. I think it's a bad idea. It was a bad tax. Passed in, you know, the committee of conference stuff is usually, you know, somebody gets a pet project they wanted and we all laugh about it, not change tax theory in New Hampshire so we know and love it. I mean, that's just insane. So if you're telling me to get a minimum exemption, it has to be statutory, I'm not sure that I completely comprehend it or understand it, but I'll accept that as your answer. I do think you have the power in rulemaking to define, if you're going to define on this statute, you talk about a minimum exemption and you talk about income, and you're saying you're going to change it so that I won't pay the tax unless I have income in that year, okay, and you're not going to define income as debt, okay? You could create a minimum exemption by saying we're not going to charge this tax, you don't have to file this tax unless you have income over some amount. And that I think you could do in rulemaking would have the effect of what I'm looking for, is that I don't want to have to spend another $10,000 a year with my accountant because the administrative burden is incredible. So the analogy that I would give you that I think you can address in rulemaking, yes, I'd like to see the law repealed. I think it needs to be repealed. It's a bad idea. You're crushing small business. But the rules as they're propagated are really crushing small business. And the analogy that I would use is for the last 3 years in my variety of real estate-related businesses, I've been in the Broads in Lake Winnipesaukee treading water. And the winds are tough and the waves are high, but I'm holding on. And no one's bailing me out but me. And all I need from my government is to not put a millstone around my neck in the middle of the Broads. And the administrative rules have the way of at least not putting that on my neck, giving me an exemption, giving me a relief from the administrative burden, and allowing me to continue to debt finance basic necessities. I'm not going to do a real estate transaction. And you talk about fairness under the law. I do have some real estate transactions that I own personally. My wife and I don't own them in an LLC. And those real estate transactions, I'm going to make money and I'll pay the business and profits tax, but I won't pay the interest and dividends tax. So you talk about consistency in your theory of law. If you're going to tax interest and dividends, tax it. I'm not asking you to tax me personally, but now you're encouraging me to unravel 10 years worth of planning for my businesses and own everything personally so I don't have to pay this 5% tax. That doesn't make any sense. Not that I'm asking you to add a tax to me personally. That probably wasn't the best thing to say. But I just wanted to make the point that you have an obligation when you're being reasonable with your rules and in your rulemaking to treat everybody consistently. And to the degree that you can't, you can argue for that minimum exemption because corporations don't have to pay it in the same way and me as an individual don't have to pay it in the same way. And with that, I thank you all for your time, and I hope that you will make those changes.